Today's daf is Be'ah Daf Tezayin, and we are 11 lines from the top of Daf Tezayin Omer Aleph Tanya. Today's daf has been learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Zara Aliza, Ovadia ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba ben Devora, Devora bas Mecha, Shmu ben Tehila, Chaya Moshe ben Frumit, Kleinemus Kamel ben Rivka, Yaakov Aharon ben Fega, and Tamar bas Chasida from Rivka. Today's daf is also being learned Le'ilu Nishmas Shmuel, Ben Chaim David Yehuda Akoyen, and Le'ilu Nishmas Chaim Moshe ben Yisrael. So we're moving along in the beginning of the second parak in Masechtas Be'ah, parak Yontif, which began discussing the halachos of Erev Tavshilin, and then digressed a little bit to discuss some Divrei Agada. So the Gemara is going to pick up with the digression that is the Divrei Agada, and then we're going to circle back to the topic of the beginning of the parak, which is the halachos of Erev Tavshilin. Zok the Gemara Tanya, a braisa, and a really classic braisa. Amru Olav al Shamei Azok. They say, legend has it about Shamei Azokin, Shekol Yom of his whole life, Hoyo Oichel Lekovet Shabbos. He would eat Lekovet Shabbos. What does that mean? Matzah Behemo? No, if he would find a nice Behemo, Omer, he would say, Zula Shabbos, this is going to be for Shabbos. Meaning, even if it was on Sunday or Monday or Tuesday, it didn't matter when. If he found a Behemo, no, he would always say, it's Le Shabbos. Matzah Cheres Nohimeno. If he would later find something that was nicer, Maniach HaSashniya, he would take the second one, and he would eat the first one. Meaning, he was always thinking about Shabbos. Kol yomad ha-yo'oichel l'kovet Shabbos. Aval hu ha-zokin midah ha-heretz ha-yisot. But Hillel ha-zokin had a different midah. Shekol masov l'shem shamayim. Hillel ha-zokin would not eat always l'kovet Shabbos, but rather kol masov l'shem shamayim. What does that even mean? Rashi, b'teach shetizdamein lo'yinoa l'shabbos. He had betochen that when it comes time to prepare for Shabbos, he's going to have what he needs for Shabbos. He didn't think about Shabbos on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. What does he have to for? Shabbos will come, and he had betochen that he'll have whatever he needs to have. Shenemar and Hillel HaZaken based his hanhaga on a pasuk. The pasuk says, Baruch Hashem yoim yoim. And the way Rashi explains, we need the end of the pasuk. Yamos lonu hakel Yeshua seinu selah. Meaning, Baruch Hashem, because yoim yoim yamos lonu, every single day HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of us. Hakel Yeshua seinu selah, every single day the Eibishter helps us. So Hillel HaZaken had betochen she tizdamein loy Noah l'Shabbos, he'll end up finding what he needs. So there was no reason for him in the beginning of the week to have to start thinking about Shabbos. So Shammai was oichel l'kovet Shabbos. The whole week he was thinking about Shabbos. Hillel had betochen that when Shabbos comes, he'll have what he needs. Tanya nami hochi abrais b'Shammai oimrim. Beis Shammai said, mechad shabecho l'shabotecha. From the first day of the week, you should start thinking about Shabbos. Beis Hillel oimrim. And Beis Hillel said, Baruch Hashem yoim yoim, that this is not something you have to do. Meaning, the original braisa was discussing Shammai hazokin and Hillel hazokin, the patriarchs of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, respectively. The second braisa the Gemara brings is that the hanhaga of Shammai hazokin was later going to become the shita of Beis Shammai, and the hanhaga of Hillel hazokin was going to become the shita of Beis Hillel. Omer Rab Chama b'Rab Chanina, another classic. If somebody gives his friend a gift, ain't tzarich lohidiyah. He has no obligation to notify him of the gift that he gave him. Meaning, he can give it discreetly. He could do a matam b'seiser. Shenemar, what's the makar to this? The pasuk says that when Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai and he had the shtei luchos, it says that his face, his skin was glowing. And the pasuk says, Moshe lo yada, Moshe did not know, ki koran arpano bedabra yita. This was something that he was unaware of. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe this gift, and Moshe didn't know about it. So Rab Chama, Rab Chanina said that you see from here, Anoisim atano lechaveroi, ain't tzarech lo yada. Frankly, Mar Meisve, is that true? The pasuk says, Lodas ki ani Hashem mikadishchem. Now, this is one of the many psukim that talk about the mitzvah of Shabbos. And the pasuk concludes and says, Lo das, you, Klal Yisrael, should know, ki ani Hashem mikadishchem, I am your God, and I've made you holy. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe. So the Brayse explains the pasuk. Hashem told Moshe, Moshe, quote, Matana toiva yesh li bebeis gnozai v'shabes shema. I have a matana toiva in my oitzrois. her name is Shabbos, v'ani mevakesh l'nei l'Yisrael, and I want to give it to the Bnei Yisrael. Leich v'hidiya oisam. Go ahead and tell them. Mikana b'Rashim Gamliel. Rashim Gamliel learned the halacha from this, that anoisam pas l'tinik. If somebody gives a child a piece of bread, sarach l'hidiya l'imoy, he has to tell the mother. Why? You're giving the child a gift. You're obviously helping and benefiting the mother, so you have to tell the mother. But what do you see from here? You see that hanoisam atana l'chaveroi, sarach l'hidiya. It's Rabcham Rab Chanina said anoisam atana l'chaveroi, ain't sarach l'hidiya. And he had a pasuk finu, moishal you find because the pasuk says Ladas Hashem Ladas Kianei Hashem Kadeshchem, and it's written down from the mitzvah of Shabbos. So the Gemara says, like Kasha, you have to say that they're both true. Sometimes Anoisim Matan Al Chaveri ain't Tzarech Leidiyah, and sometimes Anoisim Matan Al Chaveri Tzarech Leidiyah. What does it depend on? Habe Matana Davido Legluye, Habe Matana Deloy Avido Legluye. If the Matana is Avido Legluye, meaning if you give someone a gift and at some point he's going to find out about it anyways, so there's no reason for you to have to tell him. If, however, you give a person a gift and it's possible that he's never going to know about it, so then already the halach is you have to go ahead and tell him. So Moshe Rabbeinu was going to know that it was Karan Arpanov. As a result, it was a milsa da'avide legluye, where it's a milsa da'avide legluye, hanoise matana l'chaveiroi, ain't sarach lo'idiyoi. And that's why the pasuk says initially when Hashem gave it to Moshe, u'moshe lo yada ki Karan Arpanov. As opposed to Shabbos, is a milso deloya vidaligluye, and therefore, there Hashem had to tell Moshe lech vahidiyoy li Yisrael, because in such an instance, hanoisa matan al chaveiro tzorich loyde. But the Gemara asks the obvious question: Shabbos is loya vidaligluye. Shabbos nama matanet avidaligluye. We all know about Shabbos, so obviously this was something that was avidaligluye. So the Gemara says, yeah, of course we know about Shabbos. We know lametas melachis. We know about all the implications of someone that's a mechal Shabbos. We learned mesechis Shabbos. Of course we know about Shabbos. Abe matan schara loya vidaligluye. But the matan schar of Shabbos, that's something that's loya vidaligluye. That was something that we weren't necessarily going to know, and that was what Hashem told Moshe. Moshe matana toive yeshli bebeis ganazai v'Shabbos shema v'ani mevakish litno liyisrael. He was referring to the matan schar of Shabbos. Lech v'idiyo isem. Go tell the yidden that they should know what gevaldig schar a person is going to get if he's going to keep Shabbos. Oh my man, Hashem Gamliel said from the fact that anoisem matana lechaveroi sometimes is sarach loidiyo. In the event that it's a milsa d'loya vidaligluye, we learn from there that anoisem pasla tina. If somebody gives bread to a child, sarach loidiyo ima, you're supposed to notify the mother. So the Gemara says, my avili, how do you notify the mother? Says the Gemara, shayifle mishcha, either you should take oil and rub it on the child, umali le kuchlo, or put a little of makeup. The point is, the child's going to come home looking a little funny. The mother's going to ask, my hi, and you're going to say, somebody gave me bread. So like this, this is a very indirect way of notifying the mother of what happened. But the Gemara says, v'idna, nowadays, where we're concerned that if somebody, a child, comes home looking this way, maybe there was some kishuf that was involved. So clearly this is not advisable. So my, what should you do? If you want to help a child and you want the mother to know about it, so how could you do it? Amar Rapapa. So Rapapa said, very simple, shayifle me'oisei hanin. What you should do is you should take from the min that you gave the child and put it a little bit, meaning make the child look like he got messy from eating. The mother's going to come home. Why do you have a little bit of chocolate on your face? Oh, somebody gave me. That's the way to be mekayim. Anoisim atana lechaver etzarech loydi. I'm Rabbi Yechin Meshum Rabbi Shimon Beyechai. Another classic. Kol mitzvah shenasal haKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. All the mitzvahs that haKadosh Baruch Hu gave them. Yisrael nasal b'faresi. He gave the yidden b'faresi. Chutz mishabbos, with the exception of Shabbos. So we know that the mitzvahs that were given to the Yidden, which of course happened by Maimon Har Sinai, were done in Befarhesia. The whole world was aware of what happened. But Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, there was one mitzvah that Hashem didn't give us Befarhesia. There was one mitzvah that was done Betzina. What was that? Shabbos. Chutz mi Shabbos, shenasal lem Betzina. Shenemar beini uvein b'nei Yisrael oisi la'olam. Beini uvein b'nei Yisrael. As if to say it was done b'chadrei chadarim, where it was only the Yidden and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara, if that's the case, a very interesting question, a question that the Achrayim struggle to understand what it even means. So why is it that Nachrim are punished for not keeping Shabbos? If they didn't know about Shabbos, why would they be punished for not keeping Shabbos? Now, right away, if that's what the Gemara means, it's very schwer, because we know a Nachri is not only not going to be punished for not keeping Shabbos, a Nachri is not allowed to keep Shabbos. He'll be punished for keeping Shabbos. I am Bachroinim that they talk about this. But Pasha, it could be what the Gemara means, is that that la'asa lavoi, and Rashi already quotes the Gemara, the Nachram are going to be punished in general for having not accepted the Torah. Now, if there was a core mitzvah in the Torah that they had no way of knowing about, because Shabbos was something that they were never notified about, it was Beinu Bein B'nai Yisrael, so why would they get punished for not being mekabel the Torah? At the end of the day, they never knew about Shabbos. But regardless, whatever the question of the Gemara is, again, ayin, a fascinating discussion in the Achronim, says the Gemara, Shabbos, oyuduye, oyudinu, no. When we say that Shabbos wasn't given b'farhesi, it doesn't mean the etzem halacha of Shabbos. Shabbos, idea, yedinu, was given b'farhesi. Zochres yom Shabbos l'kadshoy was one of the aseres hadibros. The whole world heard about it. So what was done privately? Matan schar lo yedinu. Like we said in the previous gemara, it was the matan schar, that special schar that you get for keeping Shabbos. That was the noisim atana l'chaver tzorich l'giyah. That was the milsa davide. The Lo Yavide, the Gluye of Shabbos, this is the thing that the Umay Soilam were never made aware of, but the Iker Halach of Shabbos, that they knew. Iba Yisim, or you could say Matan Schar Nam Yodinu, maybe the Umay Soilam even knew about the Matan Schar, that was also done before Hesia, but there was one detail in the laws of Shabbos that was done discreetly, and that is Neshama Yisera. Neshama Yisera Lo Yodinu, that's what they don't know about. Amr Rachim Ben Lakish, Neshama Yisera Neusen Kadosh Baruch Hu, Erev Shabbos. Hashem gives a person a Neshama Yisera and Erev Shabbos. Umay Soil Shabbos, Neutel Neusen. Matzah Shabbos, Hashem takes the Neshama Yisera away. Shenemer, as the pasuk says, Shavas Vayi Nafash. And we learn from there, Kivan Sheshavas, once Shabbos passes, Vay, woe of the Nefesh, we lose a Nefesh. You lose your Nefesh after Shabbos? What does that mean? Your Nefesh is your soul. You don't lose your soul after the Shabbos. What it means is, it's referring to the Neshama Yisera. The Neshama Yisera Vayid goes away after Shabbos. There's a very, very famous Rashi right here on this Gemara, Neshama Yisera. So what is the Neshama Yisera? So Pashat, you would think it's a very ruchnius digger thing. And the truth is that Ben Ezra and Parshas Bereishis and other Rishonim say that is what the Neshama Yisera is. A person can be masik certain things in ruchnius on Shabbos that he can't be masik the whole week. And it comes because of the fact that on Shabbos you have a Neshama Yisera. But Rashi doesn't learn that way. Rashi says, quote, Neshama Yisera is roichav lev, it's a breita hearts, lemenucha, so that you should be able to rest. Ulesimcha, you should be able to be besimcha. V'liyos pasuach l'revacha, and you should have a certain break kite. V'yoichal, you should be able to eat. V'yishli, you should be able to drink. V'ein nafshei kotzala, and it's not something that's going to be disgusting. Usually, if you eat too much, you drink too much, at some point, you can't deal with it anymore. And even to be b'menucha, a lot of people can't be b'menucha. And to be besimcha, Vilna Gaon said, the hardest mitzvah in the Torah. So these are things that are not so easy to do. But on Shabbos, you're supposed to be menucha, you're supposed to be besimcha, you're supposed to eat, you're supposed to drink. So what Hashem did was, He gave us the kelim that we need to be able to do that. And what is that keli? It's the Neshama Yisera. So the Neshama Yisera is what we have in order for us to be able to fulfill the mitzvah Yisayoyim, not the ruchnius of loynitnu shabbos is elastic b'tayr. It's not what Rashi says. Rashi says it's referring more to the guf digim mitzvahs that we have, where we're limited just based on even our guf's limitation. The Neshama Yisera facilitates that. This is something that we've spoken about a lot over the years. We have related raid bites on this. Be'ezus Hashem, as it relates to Neshama Yisera, just can't read this Gemara without mentioning the Chassam Sofer that we've mentioned so many times. And that is, the Chassam Sofer asks two very interesting questions. This will be the abridged version of it. Number one, the Makar to Neshama Yisera is a passing in Parashat Kisisa. Shavas Vayinofash. From all the psukim that we have regarding the mitzvah of Shabbos, why is this tucked away in Parshas Kisisa? For oit, what's the makar to the Neshama Yisera? Vayinofash. After Shabbos, we lose the nefesh. Meaning, the makar to the Neshama Yisera is from the fact that we lose a nefesh after Shabbos. What nefesh do we lose? We don't lose our regular nefesh. Must be what we lose is the Neshama Yisera. So why would the Torah tell us about the Neshama Yisera in a roundabout way? You should know that after Shabbos, you lose a Neshama. Oh, vaystois, on Shabbos, you have a Neshama Yisera. Tell me, I have a Neshama Yisera. Why are we being told about the Neshama Yisera in the context of when we lose the Neshama Yisera? It seems to be a backwards way of saying it. So Heilige Chassam Sofer said that what is the Neshama Yisera? Says the Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos when Yidu Makabel the Torah, when they said Nasa V'Nishma, so the Gemara says Malachi Asharis came down, 1.2 million Malachi Asharis, and two Malachi Asharis tied two Ksarim on each one of the Yidin that was Makabel the Torah. And the Yidin got crowns. What happened was, after the Yidin sinned, we lost those Ksarim. What happened to the Ksarim? V'kula notlum Moshe. On Shabbos, Moshe Rabbeinu takes the crowns that he had gotten from us, after the Cheta Ego, and he gives them to us. And that matana that Moshe Rabbeinu gives us is what we know as the Neshama Yisera. So what is the Neshama Yisera? The Neshama Yisera are the Ksarim that the Gemara talks about in the Divrei Haggadah related to Maimon Har Sinai. Ksarim that we would have had forever, every single day of the week, had we not sinned with the Cheta Ego. But because of the Cheta Ego, we lost it. Moshe Rabbeinu got it. And on Shabbos, Moshe Rabbeinu gives it to us. And the Chasam Sofer quotes the Arizal, who said, that's what we mean when we say in Davening, Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelkoi. What was Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelkoi? We got a matana from Moshe Rabbeinu. On Shabbos, we get a matana. The matana that we get is the Neshama Yisera. So the Chasam Sofer said, Gevaldik. It comes out, when did we get the Neshama Yisera? After the Cheta Ego. Because had there been no Cheta Ego, we wouldn't have needed a Neshama Yisera. That would have been our Neshama. That would have been what we always had. Because of the Cheta Ego, so for 6 days a week, we don't have that. We get it one day, now it's suddenly the Neshama Yisera. That's why the Torah mentions Vayinofesh, the parish of the Neshama Yisera and parish of Kisiso. It's immediately after the Cheta Ego. In fact, the Chasam Sofer says that if you look in the Pesukim, Hashem told Moshe, Leich Reid Kishichas Amcha, go down Kishichas Amcha. He tells him about the Cheta Ego, and then he told him, he said it was literally toich kedei dibur. That's what the Chasam Sofer says. Because one led to the other. Because of the Cheta Ego, lechrei kishi chasamcho. Now you're not going to have these ksarim anymore. Now Moshe Rabbeinu is going to have it. Oh, but at the same time, yisvach Moshe matnas chalke. This is a remez to the fact of vayu of the nafesh. So it says the Chasam Sofer. That's why the Torah mentioned the neshama yisera. B'derech Shlili, it mentioned it in the way of we lost it, because that's really what the Neshama Yisera is. The Neshama Yisera is the Shirayim of what we lost. It wasn't a matana, here you have something you weren't supposed to have. It's just the opposite. I'm taking away your Neshama, but I'll let you have it again on Shabbos. So really the whole Neshama Yisera is that it's the remainder of what it is that was taken away, and that's why the Torah mentioned it in this roundabout way of Vay of the Nafesh. But before we go weiter, just one Ha'ara. That was just a little Chazar. One Ha'ara. And that is the Gemara said, Amru olav al shamei azake in shekol yom av hayoichel lekavet Shabbos. Matzah behem ana, oim azul l'Shabbos. Matzah acheres na imena, meniches ashniya v'oichel asarishoin. But Hillel azaken had a midah acheres. He didn't think about Shabbos in the beginning of the week. Shekol maisav, L'shem Shemayim. Rashi, in his Pirush al HaTorah, on the Pasuk Zocher es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadshoy, quotes this Gemara. Zocher es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadshoy. Zoktei L'Gur Rashi, Tnu Lev, Liskor Tomin es Yom HaShabbos. You should always think about Shabbos. Shem Nizdamin L'cho Chayfetz Yofa. If you find a Chayfetz Yofa, Tehei Mazminoi L'Shabbos. You should put it away for Shabbos, and in parentheses, Beyo, Daf Tez Zayin Amar Aleph. And the Ramban quotes this Rashi in his Pirush al HaTorah, and he's matmiya. He says, I don't understand. The Gemara says what Rashi said. But in the Gemara, it was only one opinion. It was the opinion of Shammai HaZaken, and it was the opinion of Beis Shammai. Ober Hillel HaZaken had a Midah Acheres, and Beis Hillel also had a Midah Acheres. So, Frank the Ramban, how could Rashi be quoting Shammai? There's no way we paskin like Shammai. We certainly don't paskin like Beis Shammai. So if that's the case, Shammai Azokin and Beis Shammai, this is what they used to do. It's very, very nice. But at the end of the day, Beis Hillel argued. So Rashi is being mefarish a pasuk in the Torah. Zocher es Yom HaShabbos l'Kadshoy, Tnu Lev Lizkor Tomin es Yom HaShabbos, Shem Nizdam L'cho Chefetz Yofa, Tehei Mazmini L'Shabbos. That's Beis Shammai. It's Shammai Azokin. It's not Beis Hillel. So because of that, Ramban says that that's not Pashup Shah in the pasuk. In fact, that's not something that's Oiska Halton. So what then does the pasuk mean? It means she mitzvah she niskor meaning you have to think about Shabbos all the time. There's no question about it. But at the same time, you're not oichel l'shem Shabbos. That was the nekudas ha-machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. That was what Hillel and Shammai were arguing about. If you find a nice behema on a Monday, you put it away for Shabbos, or do you have betochen that you can end up finding what you need when you go shopping on Thursday or Friday, the Kavod Shabbos? Hillel said you have betochen. Shammai said, Shem Nizdam al-Chachavitz. You want to know if there's a mitzvah called Zochrei Seim HaShabbos HaKadshoy, Zeichrei U'tomid? Of course, but Rashi's application of it, Shem Nizdam al-Chachavitz, that's not something you're supposed to do. So I saw Dover Niflo in the Sefer, Oirach Yesharim. So Oirach Yesharim is from Hagoyin Rab Menachem Tzvi Taksin. who we spoke a little bit about in Masechtis Sukkah. He had Haskamas from the Beis Halevi and from Meir Simcha, one of the great Gaonim of the 19th century. And he wrote Svarim called Erech Yesharim. It's two volumes on Divrei Agada. It's on that Sefer that he had Haskamas from the Beis Halevi and from Meir Simcha. So on this Gemara, he says something beautiful. He says that he was learning Beya with the Balabatim. And they were learning the Gemara in Beya Daf Yud Aleph Amin Aleph. Not today's Daf, but Daf Yud Aleph Amin Aleph. And the Gemara over there was discussing one of the many machloikas in between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai says that you're not allowed to take the pestle that was used to crush things, lekatzav olav basar, to hack flesh on it. The reason is because the Eli is a kelish amalachte le'iser, and Beis Shammai is a kelish amalachte le'iser, you're not allowed to be metaltal, afilu le'tzayrach gufa, even if you know. Beis Hillel matirin, because Beis Hillel is a kelish amalachte le'iser, you are allowed to be metaltal as long as it's le'tzayrach iser. Then the Gemara said that even though Beis Shammai says that you're not allowed to take the Eli, the katzav olav basar, however, if you're going to take a board that was used to hak fleshon, that's something that you would be allowed to do. And even if this is a board that you never used before, it's still something that you'd be allowed to do. So the Gemara says, what's the chiddush? Of course you'd be allowed to. The Eli is a chiddush. It's a kelish amalachte le'iser. But this board that was used to cut meat on is a kelish amalachte leheter. You're allowed to cut meat on Shabbos and Yontem. So it's a kelish amalachte leheter. So it's a kelish amalachte leheter. Why would you think it's a problem? So the Gemara says, the reason it's a chiddush and the reason this is something we need to speak out is because we could have had a havamina that maybe Beis Shammai holds that after you carry this big board, you're going to have a change of heart. You're going to have remorse. So that maybe you're going to decide, you know something, I don't want to cut my meat on this board, especially if it's a brand new board, and you can end up doing a tircha on Yontif Shaloi Litzayrich. So it's for that reason, it's a chiddush that Beis Shammai said it's okay. But the Gemara comes out that Beis Shammai is loy chayshi lemluchi. At the end of the day, it's only the Eli that you're not allowed to use, because that's a kelish amalachte lezer. But this, which is a kelish amalachte leheter, it's only a question of tircha. Over here, Beis Shammai allows you to do it. So the Gemara says, that's true. U Beis Shammai loy chayshi lemluchi. Beis Shammai's not worried about changing your mind. Beis Shammai Yomrin, we learned in the Brisa, Beis Shammai says, "Ein moylichin tabach v'sakin etzel behema, v'loy behema etzel tabach." You're not allowed to take a behema and bring it to a butcher on Yontif. You know why? Because there's a concern that maybe you're going to change your mind, and maybe you're going to decide that you don't want to use this behema. Beis Shammai says it's fine. Beis Shammai says you're not even allowed to bring spices to spice your food, because there's a chashash that maybe you're going to change your mind, you're not going to end up using it, and Beis Hillel says it's fine. So Rav Nachman Tzvi Taksin said he was giving shir, and there was a Baal HaBos that was there, and he asked him a question. He said he asked him a very innocent question. His question was, "This is what kind of machloikis is this Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? It's as if they were arguing about everything. Beis Shammai says you're going to take the behema to the butcher, and you're going to change your mind, you're going to decide you want to use another behema. Beis Hillel matirim, and he said a little bit he was being not melagleg al divrei chazal, but he couldn't understand it, and he wasn't letting him go weiter. So he said, I told him, he says, every single word in chazal has pshat. And even though we don't understand it, and sometimes to us it may look like chazal were arguing about something that seems so superficial and so arbitrary. He saw it this way, he saw it that way, and then maybe we could start arguing about something. He says, everything has layers of pnimius and this tifkeit of chochma and kedusha in every single word in chazal. So he said, you want to know pshat? I'm going to tell you pshat. So he told him, take a look at the Gemara in Beya Daft Hazayin Amar Aleph. But the Gemara said that Shammai Azokin had a midah, that whenever he used to see a behemoth, what would he say? He said, this behemoth I'm going to want to use for Shabbos. On Sunday when he saw a behemoth, he was already thinking about Shabbos. He said, every single time he saw something, he always said, you know, why am I taking this? Let me instead take that. Beis Hillel had a different midah. So he said it was Beis Shammai L'shitasayu. Beis Shammai who followed the midah of their patriarch Shammai Azokin, who every single time they saw a behemoth, Efshah Besser a behemoth. So Beis Shammai L'shitasayu, that chayesh lemluche, that you're going to take the behemoth, you're going to go bring it to the butcher, and then you're going to decide, you know, on the way, you're going to see another behemoth. Forget about this behemoth. I'm taking that behemoth instead. This is a chushech l'dishmeina. He said, with the tavlin also, you're going to decide, what am I putting in this tavlin? Let me take that tavlin. So Beis Shammai L'shitasayu, he said, this goes to the core of who Beis Shammai was. In the world of Beis Shammai, he said, in the world of Beis Hillel, there's no such chashash. So I state and say for Oirach Yesharim, this is in Chelek Aleph, it's in the Divrei Agada, Masechtes Beya Daftezayin Amar Aleph. Zok the Gemara Vayit, Amar Abayo, So we return to our regular program, and that is the laws of Erev Tavshilin. And in the Mishnah, we had a machlokes between Bisham and Bisul, what exactly an Erev Tavshilin has to be. Bisham said two Tavshilin, Bisul said Tavshil Echad. Bisham and Bisul agreed that if you take a fish and you smear it with egg on top, that's going to be considered two Tavshilin. Additionally, the Erev Tavshilin has to be prepared on Erev Yontif. So the Gemara says like this, when you make an Erev Tavshilin, it has to be a Tavshil. Erev Tavshilin. The word Tavshilin is Dafka. It has to be something you cooked. Avol pas, bread, which you bake, you don't cook, loy, it's not good. The Gemara says, Maishna pas, the loy. Why is bread not good? Is it because it has to be like a dip? Upasloy melafto. You don't dip things into bread, you dip bread into things. Daisa was a certain carb-based food that people ate. It's not something that people use as a dip. And Amar Rab Zeir, how do you know that? Because Rab Zeir said, Hani Bavloi Tipshoi, the foolish Babylonians, the Achli Nahama Ben Ahamo, they used to eat bread with bread, right? They used to eat bread together with Daisa. So he said, oh, Hani Bavloi Tipshoi, the Achli Nahama Ben Ahamo. But what do you see, Michlal, that if you're not Tipshoi, it's not the way you eat it. So you see clearly that that's not the normal way to eat it. And still, Amar Rab Nechumim Vazchayim, Mishmei Dabayim, Nechumim Vazchayim, Zed Neim Abayim, Arvim Daisa. You're allowed to use Daisa as an Erev Tavshilin. So again, Abayim said that you can use bread as Erev Tavshilin. Is why? Is it because it's not a dip? Dice is also not a dip, and you're allowed to use dice. So the Gemara says, Erev Tavshilin has to be something that you don't eat every day. Bread, you eat all the time. Because you eat bread all the time, so it doesn't qualify as an Erev Tavshilin. One of the ideas behind Erev Tavshilin is to remind you, as we saw a little bit in yesterday's daf, and Be'ez Hashem we'll see again in tomorrow's daf. But the point is that it has to be something unique. And being that bread is not unique, it's not okay. Daisa, however, is leishchicha. Because daisa is leishchicha, so even though it has certain qualities like bread, achli nahama benahama, but at the same time it's leishchicha, therefore it's good. Ikin Amri, some had a different version of the aforementioned. Amr Abayi Abayi said leishchicha, ela tafshin, avu pas loy. That part is the same. The inality is spread for erev tafshin. The Gemara says, my time, ilay min dimidil leishchicha be'inon, is because in dimid and which was the maskana of the first lishna. That's why you can't use bread because it's shriach. So in the second lishna, this is the havamina, is the reason you can't use bread because it's shriach. For daisa is not shriach. And in this version of the Gemara of Amar Rav Nechumim Baratz Chaim Shmeid Abaye, ain't marvin medaisa. You're not allowed to use daisa. So luchura, why can't you use daisa? It's loy shriach. Elo, here the Gemara comes out just the opposite. Midi de malaf inon. The reason you can't use bread is because it has to be a dip. Upas loy malafta, bread is not a dip. V'daisa nami loy malafta, and dice is also not a dip. Amar Rav Zeir, Hani Bavloi Tipshoi, Achli Nahama Benahama. So you see from there, the regular people used to not use daisa as a dip. The bottom line is we have two lishoinas in the Gemara. Abaye said for sure you can use bread as an Erev Tavshilin. That's clear. That's true in the first lishna of Abaye. That's true in the second lishna of Abaye. The question is why not? Is it because bread is not a dip, or is it because bread is shchiach? Why would one Lashon say one way, the other Lashon say the other way? Because apparently there were two Messiahs, whether you can use Daisa or you can't use Daisa. If you can use Daisa, so then Bal Karchach, it's okay, then must be, it's all about Shchiach or Loi Shchiach, because Daisa is not a dip. If you can't use Daisa, Daisa is Loi Shchiach, so why can't you use Daisa? Must be because you need to have a dip. And then it's all about, is it a dip or is it not a dip? Tami Rabchi, Rabchi said, Adoshim Shabashuli Kdeiru. If there are lentils on the bottom of the pot, Samech Alei Meshom Eruv Tavshilin, you're allowed to use it for Erev Tavshilin. The Chiddush is, you would have thought, it's not Choshev, right? The lentils on the bottom of the pot, you're scraping out the bottom of the pot, that's my Erev Tavshilin. Said Rabchi, it's good. The honeymoon of this book is but only if there's a shear. And the shear is a kezias. So how big does an Erev Tavshilin have to be? A kezias. The Gemara is going to talk about this now. Amar Yisrael Rebbe Rabbi Yehuda, Shamnunish al gabi asakin. If you have fat on the knife, goyroy, you could scrape off the fat. The same mechal mishum erev tavshilin. You could use it as erev tavshilin. And again, mehani milu because I is only if there's a kezias. Amar Avasi, Amar Rat, dagin kitanim. If you have small fish, meluchim. If they're salted, ein behem bishul nachrim. If a guy cooks it, there's no bishul akim. So the halacha bishul akim states that if a guy cooks food for you, prepares food for you, the halacha is he not allowed to eat it. It's gzeir mishum chasnos sugizin meseches avodazar. But one of the major caveats in the world of bishul akim is that if you have food that's nechal kamay shulchai, if you have food that's eaten even in a raw state, so then if a guy cooks it for you, the halacha is that it's not going to be a problem with bishul akim. Therefore, any Yehudi can boil water for you because you can drink water. And as a result, if he boils the water, it's not considered bishul akim, just as an example. So Rav said, dogim kitanim, Miluchim, if you have small salty fish, because the nechal kamoshuchai, they're salted already, so you can eat it. So embem bishul nachrim, there's no problem bishulak. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef said, v'imtzola nachri, if a nachri would roast them, soymech aleihem, mishomeru ve'tavshil. You'd be able to use it as erev tavshil. Now you have to have a cooked food for erev tavshil. It has to be a tavshil, like we said. What if a nachri roasts it? You could. Now, if something was a bishalakum, you wouldn't be able to. You can't eat it. But being that Rav just said, dogim kitanim meluchim ein mehem mishum bishulei nachrim, so Rabbi Yosef took it a step further. He says, if a nachri would cook it, he would roast it for you, you'd be able to use it for erev tavshilim. If dinu nachri kasa daharsina asa. However, if a nachri would take this fish and he would mix it with other ingredients and he would make the infamous kasa daharsina. So kasa daharsina was fish-based, and it was used with bread and a whole bunch of things associated with it. This comes up from time to time in Gemara. So then it wouldn't be okay. Of course it wouldn't be okay. Why is it pshita? Because the fish itself, there's no bishalakum problem. But what about all the other ingredients you're putting in? This is already bishalakum. So at the end of the day, if I can't eat it, how could it be an erev tavshilin? You can't use something you can't eat for erev tavshilin. So the Gemara says, maldatim, I would have thought harsana ikar. I would have thought in the kasa da harsana, so the harsana, which is the fish, that's the ikar. And being that the fish is not bishalakum, so maybe the whole tafshil is not bishalakum. And if it's not bishalakum, you could eat it. If you could eat it, so now it can work as an erev tafshil. Kamashmon kimcha ikar. No, it's not the way it is. We actually look at the kemach as being the ikar. I mean that the kemach was cooked by an eni Yehudi. It's a problem of bishalakum. Amar Rabba Abba. Rabba said, eruv tafshilin tzrichin kizayis. Erev tafshilin requires a kizayis. Meaning, what's the share erev tafshilin? Kizayis. Ibayilu. Kizayis echad l'kulam haydun kizayis. L'chal echad ve'echad. Let's say many people want to use the same erev tafshilin. Does each person need his own kizayis? Or is one kizayis good for everybody? Toshma, damar ababa, amarav. Eruv tafshilin tzrichin kizayis. Bein le'echad, bein le'meya. Doesn't matter if one person's using it or 100 people are using it. Talach is erev tafshilin. The share is one kizayis. Tanan. Achloi. If the erev tafshilin was eaten. Oysha ava. Or got lost. Lo yivashol betchil. Now, loch is, you now let it cook based on the erev tavshilin. Shayim min kolshu. If a little bit was left over, soyim echol v'l'shabbos. At that point, you're going to be able to use it. So what's the Gemara's kasha? Kasha is, it sounds like if you have a little bit of erev tavshilin left, that's fine. I thought there's a shir kezayis. So pasha, the Gemara could have said, maybe l'katchilu you need a kezayis. But if you started with a kezayis, and then it got lost, even if you only have a little bit, it's fine. But that's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, my kolshu lav afak after leka kizayis. Doesn't it sound like kolshu means you don't even need a kizayis? The Gemara says, loy dispe kizayis. It means when you have a kizayis. Kolshu means a kizayis. Not usually what kolshu means, but over here, kolshu means a kizayis. Toshma, another raya. Again, we're trying to figure out whether in fact there's a shir kizayis for erev tafshilin. The Gemara brought a few statements that would seem to imply there's a shir kizayis, and that's what the Gemara is discussing. Tafshil zeh, regarding the erev tafshilin. Tzli, it could be roasted. Afilu kavush, it could be pickled. Shaluk, it could be overcooked. Umavushal, it could be cooked perfectly. Vikulias aspanim, certain fish, and nasan olav chamim erev yontif, if you put hot water on top of it, an erev yontif, that too is going to be okay. Now, tchilasei v'soifei ain't no share, says the Braisa. There's no share tchilu v'soif. There's no share of how much you have to have when you cook it initially, and there's no share how much has to be remaining. So the Gemara says, my love ain't no share klal. It sounds like there's no share. Doesn't this Braisa blatantly contradict what we're saying, that there's a share kizayis? It says clearly, ain't loy shir. Someone says, no, ain't loy shir lamalo, aval yesh loy shir lamata. I mean, if you want to make some big suda, that's my erev tavshilin, gizint the head. That's something you're allowed to do. It's ain't loy shir lamalo, aval lamata, there's a shir kizayis. Om rafun om raf. Eruvi tavshilin tzrichin das. Erev tavshilin needs das. So Rafuna, who was a Talmud of Rav, said, I heard Rav say, quote, eruvi tavshilin tzrichin das. And then he tried figuring out what he meant. He said, pshita das menich me'ina. He said, it's posh, that whoever makes the Erev Tafshilin needs to have in mind that he's cooking this and preparing this for Erev Tafshilin. Let's say you're going to be mitzi someone else with Erev Tafshilin. Ruvain's making Erev Tafshilin for Shimon. Shimon doesn't know about it. Is that okay or is it not okay? Zochen l'adam shalei b'fana. Right, does he have to know or does he not have to know? So the Gemara says, Toshmat, Avu Adeshmul, Ma'arev Akuma Nahardah. Avu Adeshmul used to make an Erev Tafshilin for the whole Nahardah. Rab Ami v'Rab Asi, Ma'arvu Akulu Tveria. They used to make an Erev Tafshilin for the entire Tveria. It's Gemaras like these that shed a little bit of insight as to where different Amayram lived, right? There's rest of the story, all the history that we know from the Tanam and Amayram, or most of it anyways, it comes from these types of lines. Avu Adeshmul Nahardah. We know Shmul was the Marad Asr Narda. Apparently his father, Avu Adeshmul, was also. Rav Ami, Rav Asi, where did they live? Tveria. Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan. But either Smachman is Rabbi Yaakov Aridi. Rabbi Yaakov Aridi once made the following proclamation. He said, "Mishaloi hiniach eruv tavshilin. Anyone didn't make eruv tavshilin, yobav yismach alai." He said, "Al shali kibi saimin chamoy v'ad kamo," meaning the rabbonim of these respective cities, Ravam and Ravasi Tveria, Avud Shmuel Nahardah, so they would be mitzi der kehila. Question: what does kehila mean? Wait, you could be mitzi the whole New York City? Like, how does that work? Amrav Nechumi Bar Scharya, Mishmei Dabaya Ad Chum Shabbos. It works up until the Tchon. So it works for the city and Alpayim Amal Lechol Ruach within that city. So this is where Erev Tafshilin and Erev Tchumen meet. Hahusam Yod Ahabim Masad Masizka Medimashu. Do is a Suma, a Sagi Nahar, that was once saying over Bryce's in the presence of Shmuel. Chazid have a otzim. And Shmuel saw that he wasn't happy. Amalei, my atzivus, why are you so not happy? Amalei told him, I forgot to make an erev tavshilin. I don't know what I'm going to eat on Shabbos. Amalei, he told him, don't worry about it, you can be samech amoy. L'shana, the next year, the same thing happened. Chazid have a otzim. Again, Shmuel saw that he wasn't happy. Amalei, my atzivus. Amalei told him, lo yisivi erev tavshilin. He says, again, I forgot to make an erev tavshilin. Amalei, pesheyat. He says, no, now you're a peshey. I'm sorry. L'kuli al mishari. Everyone is allowed to be soymech on my erev tavshilin, the didach aser, meaning this, that I can be moitzi you, or someone can be moitzi somebody else erev tavshilin. That's if you're an oynis. But once you're a peshaya already, at that point, it's not going to work. One more gemara. Tanu rabbanan yom tov shkoli yisperev Shabbos. Yom tov falls out on erev Shabbos. Ein ma'arfin yinala to make an erev. So we're talking about yom tov is Friday, and then comes Shabbos kodesh. Says the brayso, you're not allowed to make an erev on yom tov. Loy eruv etchumin. You can't make an Erev Tchumen for Shabbos, and you can't make an Eruv Chatzeres for Shabbos. So you want to make an Erev Tchumen or an Erev Chatzeres on Yontif for Shabbos. Says the Brayis, you can't do it. Now what's the problem with making Erev Tchumen, Erev Chatzeres? So Rashi says right away, because there's a Tikkun Mana concept. The Nirek HaMesakin Dover. Looks like you're perfecting something, which is something you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, something you're not allowed to do on Yontif. Says for that reason, in Ein Ma'arvin, not Erev Tchumen Ma'arvin Chatzeres. Rabbi said, Ma'arvin Eruv Chatzeres. You're allowed to make Eruv Chatzeres, but Eruv Tchumen, you can't make Eruv Tchumen. And Rabbi said, a Geshmak is far. What's the difference between Erev Tchumen and Erev Chatzeres? On Yontif, there's a halacha that you're not allowed to go outside your Tchum. However, on Yontif, there's no halacha of Eruv Chatzeres. So being that on Yontif, the laws of Tchumen apply. Therefore, on Yontif, I can't make an Erev Tchumen for Shabbos. Whereas, on Yontif, the laws of Eruv Chatzeres don't apply because you're allowed to carry on Yontif. We're passing like Beisil. And even though Beisil, sometimes there would be instances where you can't carry, but Eruv Chatzeres, which is a Derabbanan, for sure is okay. So, being that there is no problem of carrying on Yontif, thus there's no laws of Eruv Chatzeres, so therefore you can make an Erev Chatzeres on Yontif for the Shabbos. Itmar, Rav, Amar, Rav said, Halacha ke Tanakama, the Halacha is like Tanakama. Shmuel, Amar, Shmuel said, Halacha ke Rebbe, the Halacha is like Rebbe. And again, what did the Tanakama say? You can't make Erev Tchumen, and you can't also make Erev Chatzeres. Rebbe said, you can't make Eruv Tchumen, but you can make Eruv Chatzeres. Iba Yiluhu, something more clear is a Shaila. When Shmuel said, Halacha is like Rebbe, he meant Halacha ke Rebbe, Lekula or Lechumra? He meant lakula lakum. All Rebbe said was a kula. Rebbe and the Chachamim agreed you can't make Ruvi Tachum. The question was, can you make a Ruvi Chatzeres? Rebbe was makele that you can make a Ruvi Chatzeres. So what else is there? It's something. Gemara says no. Because it was actually another version of what the machloik is between Rebbe and the Chachamim was. Mishum the Shalach Rabbi Lazar Lugayla. Rabbi Lazar sent the following brief into exile. He said, Loik Shatim Shoinim Bebavel. Rebbe Mat the Chachamim Moistrim. The version that you have of the machloikis, Rebbe the Chachamim regarding Ruvi Chatzeres, is not your version that Rebbe was the Mekel, the Chachamim was the Machm. El Rebbe, Oysev Chachamim Atim, it was just the opposite. Rebbe was the one that said Aser, and the Chachamim were the ones that said it's Mutter. And that was the Gemara's question. Shmuel said that loch, it's like Rebbe, which version of Rebbe did Shmuel have? Did Shmuel have the version of Rebbe that Rebbe is Mekel, and he was coming out like Rebbe Lekula? Or did Shmuel have the version that Rebbe was Machm, and he was coming out like Rebbe Lechumer? So the Gemara says, Toshma, maybe we can bring a ride. Rav Tachtiv bar Avdimi, Avad Uvdik Avaz. Rav Tachlimi bar Avnimi once paskin like Shmuel. V'amar Rav. Rav didn't agree with Shmuel. They argued on this point. He said, "Tchilas hayra the height sobim rabbanu lekulkula." The first psak halacha of Rav Tachlimi bar Avnimi was already lekulkula. Islam is your first psak, and you're already being mekalkul people. Why? Because you paskin like Shmuel. So the Gemara says, "Eyamir bishleima lekulah kamar bishleima." If Shmuel, when he said halacha is like Rebbe, he meant to be meko hayno kulkula. You're being makalko people. You said that you can make an Eruv Chatzeres. You can't make an Eruv Chatzeres. Right away, you're being makalko people. But if, when Shmuel said that Allah is like Rebbe, it was just the opposite. He was being machmer
So what was the kilkel? Rav held you could make it Ruvah Chatzer. Shmuel said you can't make it Ruvah Chatzer. So what's the kilkel? So if Rav Tachlivi Bar Avdimi Paskin like Shmuel, that's a kilkel? He was machmer. Where is there ever a kilkel when you're machmer? Right? Usually if you just say it's aser, so okay, you cover all your bases. Why is that a kilkel? So the Gemara says, Kivan the Makalkuli Bar Rabim, Hainu Kilkula. The reason is because you didn't allow the Oilam to make an Erev. And had the Oilam been able to make an Erev, then maybe on Shabbos, nobody would have been over the Isser of Haitzah. But because you were Machmer, you said you can't make an Erev Chatzeres from Yontav L'Shabbos, therefore this can come Lidei Kilkol, Amar Rava, Amar Rav Chizda, Amar Rav Huna, Halacha K'Rebi, the Halacha is like Rebi, Ule Isser, L'Chumra, meaning you're not allowed to make an Erev Tchumen, you're also not allowed to make an Erev Chatzeres. This last Gemara is a theme that comes up when you learn Masech, this Erevin, and it goes to the core of, yeah, make an Erev, not make an Erev. Obviously, it's fundamentally a halachic shaila, but at the same time, there seem to be many rayas. It's a Shuvas Chassam Soifen, and Ramoshin is Shuvas Dvir. There was a push to make an Erev to the extent that you can make an Erev. And this Gemara would seem to support that idea, that Rav was very, very disappointed at the psak of you can't allow the Olam to make an Erev, and he felt that it was literally likulkula. Given the makalkali about Rabbim, because at the end of the day, you're not letting people have an Erev. If people don't have an Erev, they may end up being nichshol with the Malach of Aitzah. But just to end with one Dvar Agada, short, and that is the Gemara said on Amar Aleph, Amar Rab Seira, Hani Bavloi Tipshoi, Da Achli Nahama Bin Nahama. So on Yontif, I was going through one of the drushes of Rabbi Loza Fleckless, and this is in Chazoin Lamayit, and this is a drusha that he gave during the Yomim Noiroim. He said over that the pasuk says in Kehelas Perek Aleph Pasuk Gimel, "My Yisroin lo Adam bechol amoloi sheyamol tachas Hashemesh." So he asked a diktuk in the pasuk, "My Yisroin lo Adam bechol amoloi sheyamol tachas Hashemesh." Shouldn't it just have said, "My Yisroin lo Adam sheyamol tachas Hashemesh," or "My Yisroin lo Adam bechol amoloi tachas Hashemesh"? "My Yisroin lo Adam bechol amoloi sheyamol." It sounds a little bit redundant. So he said, based on something that he heard from Hagoyin, Meirenu, V'Rabbeinu, Meiri V'Rabbi, Rabbi Cheskel, Segal Landau, Neiro Yoy. So this is when the Noid of Yehuda was still alive. Rabbi Loza Fleckless was a Talmud Muvik of the Noid of Yehuda. And he said, this is something that the Rebbe used to say, and I saw he brings it in another place here in the Joshua's as well. So this was Margula Bepume Shel Rabbi Cheskel Landau, a Noid of Yehuda. And he would say that you see people, he says, they go to work. They work hard. He says, why do they work? They work so they should have food and they should have what they need. Then when they have the food and they have what they need, what do? They eat, they sleep, they have koyach, so they should be able to go to work again. And he said, it's one big galgal achosne. And he said, that's how people live life. Right, people, they want to live. Everybody wants life. Zachreinu l'chaim, melechavitz b'chaim, v'chasveinu, v'chasmeinu, b'sefer ha'chaim, l'man chalikim chaim. But what do people do with their life? You have a day of life just to make it through another day and to make it through another year. So the Noid of Yehuda used to talk publicly about, it's a litzonis. He says, you eat so you should have koyach to work, and then you work so you should have food to eat, and then you eat again so you should have koyach to work. So Loza Flekla said that the Rebbe used to say, and Taich different psukim based on this. So he said, "Al derech zeh, my yisrin lo adam b'chol amoloi sheyamol." He says, if your whole amelus, your whole life, you're working so hard, you're struggling, it's all sheyamol. Oh, my yisrin lo adam b'chol amoloi sheyamol. He says, "Adam lo amol yulad." And Shlaima Melech understood that if a person is amol, but he's amol for the right reasons, and he understands the end game, he has a good vision of where he's heading and why he's doing what he does. That's understood. That's Adam la'adol yula. That's why we were created. With the whole purpose of your amelus is sheyamo. That's my yisrael la'adam b'chol amoloi sheyamo. So then he says, v'amarti. He says, I said once that maybe lafiz there. That's on pshat. In Chazal said, Omer abzeira, hani bavloi tipshoi, the achli nahama b'nahama. He said, what did he see about these foolish Babylonians? What was he scoffing at? The achli nahama b'nahama. He said, because he observed that they were eating bread. But the whole purpose of eating bread is mizlachobim koyach, tzinkenenes and nach bread. And that's what it was. than Na'achli Nahama Benahama. And he says, when you see people that they eat so that they have koyach to work, so that they'll make money, so that they'll have food, so that they'll be able to eat again. And when a person lives life like that, it's my Yisrael La'odam B'chola Molei Sheyamal, and it's Hani Bavloi Tipshoi. Such foolish people that you literally, you fapachka a whole life. The whole life is Na'achli Nahama. Why? It's like this, one day you'll be able to have more Nahama.